earth, sky.
It's really a new age in which Africa has a huge advantage as a latecomer to a large body of scientific and technical knowledge.
You're listening to Calestous Juma, a professor at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. Dr. Juma released a report in January of 2011 called The New Harvest, Agricultural Innovation in Africa. An estimated 200 million people suffer chronic hunger in Africa, he said. To change that, Dr. Juma sees opportunities for farmers in science and technology.
Take mobile communication. This is something that was not really accessible to Africans, and it's playing a very important role now in extension services where farmers are starting to share information about markets, about rainfall, about prices, which enables them to manage and make decisions on when to grow crops, which crops to grow, and which markets to take them.
What's more, Juma said, GM, or genetically modified crops, like those engineered to be resistant to drought, are also taking root in Africa.
We are starting to see African countries start to adopt it, especially in the area of cotton production. Three African countries, South Africa, Burkina Faso, and Egypt, are already growing GM crops. And they're doing it because they make economic sense for farmers.
For the complete interview with Dr. Juma, come to our website. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.